Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagram. Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnayak interacted with representatives of the state's small tea growers at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar today. They discussed strategies for promoting Arunachal Pradesh's tea industry. During the meeting, the governor emphasized the need for organic tea cultivation, highlighting its sustainability and strong market demand. Reaffirming the state's commitment to strengthening its tea industry and positioning Arunachal Pradesh as a key player in the organic tea market, the governor emphasized tea growers to develop a distinctive brand identity with an attractive logo, eco-friendly packaging, and a compelling tagline that reflects its commitment to organic and sustainable practices. In the meantime, Governor Parnayak has extended his heartfelt greetings to the people of the state, especially the Wanchur Brethren, on the joyous occasion of the Oriya Festival. He expressed hope that the festival will continue to celebrate and rejuvenate the vibrant legacy of their ancestors. Chief Minister Pema Khandu met the project-affected people of the Kalai 2 hydroelectric project proposed in Anjur district today and assured their grievances will be addressed with utmost sincerity. In a social media post, Khandu shared his contentment to see their positive outlook and warm welcome towards the crucial project. He stressed that the project will bring growth, infrastructure and prosperity to the region. Additionally, Khandu informed that his government is committed to ensuring fair compensation, employment opportunities, environmental sustainability and local development. A massive fire broke out in the main market of Tenga in West Kameng along the Tejpur-Tawang Highway this morning at around 4 a.m. However, with the prompt action of the Indian Army's Gajraj Corps in time, the fire was dodged without any human casualty. The Army also provided immediate humanitarian support to the distressed residents in the vicinity later. The Bandardeva police has apprehended four individuals, including a woman, in two separate operations on Thursday. Acting on credible intelligence, Bandardeva police intercepted an interstate drug peddler from Assam. In a separate operation later that day, the Bandardeva police additionally apprehended three more suspects from near colony Bandardeva. Two separate cases under the NDPS Act have been filed at Bandardeva police station and the four individuals have been arrested. In the meantime, SP Naharlagun Main Gambo commended the efforts of the Bandardeva police team for their swift action and successful dismantling of the trafficking network. The two-day national seminar on rejuvenating ecosystem for Viksit Bharat organized by the Department of Commerce, Rajiv Gandhi University, began at the university's campus yesterday. While delivering the inaugural address, Vice Chancellor Professor S.K. Naik highlighted the multifaceted contributions of different sectors to Viksit Bharat, with a special focus on the agricultural sector as a cornerstone of national development. He stressed the importance of such seminars in generating ideas, insights and encouraging youth participation for the nation's progress, expressing optimism about the positive outcomes of the seminar. IAS Secretary, Department of Health and Family Welfare, Ira Singhal, General Manager, NABARD, RO, Itanagar and many other dignitaries attended the seminar. The aim of the seminar was to generate meaningful discussions, foster collaboration, and pave the way for actionable strategies towards a rejuvenated ecosystem for Viksit Bharat. The Mebo Subdivisional Administration in East Siang District has issued an executive order banning the use, sale and possession of air guns within the Mebo Subdivision. The decision came after a meet and greet program held on February 8 with all the head gamburas and village secretaries of the region. In addition to the air gun ban, a collective decision was made to prohibit the use of inverters, generators, chemical poisoning and blasting while fishing. The administration also decided to ban the use of harmful pesticides. In its executive order, the subdivisional magistrate has directed all village heads to ensure that air gun owners surrender their weapons by February 20th and submit them to the administration during the Statehood Day celebration. The prohibition order on air guns has been issued under Section 163 of the Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita 2023. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.